The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the number of women in the labour market has dramatically increased in the past few years, with the figures doubling in recent times. But despite this, a new survey shows that 50% of women have turned down a career or business opportunity due to family responsibilities, and barriers facing women include gender bias as well as insufficient funding. Well, Amy O'Sullivan from AOS Consulting is the National President of Network Ireland, and she joins us now. You're very welcome to the programme, Amy. At Network Ireland, it's a non-profit voluntary organisation that's involved in trying to support, I suppose, women in business, in both their sort of personal life and in their professional life.
Yes, so thanks so much, Ciara, for having me on today. Yes, so Network Ireland is Ireland's leading organisation supporting the personal and professional development of women in business across Ireland. So we have 17 branches across the country. We also have a virtual branch to make sure that we can support women who don't maybe have a local branch close to them. And we even have members now joining from overseas as well, which is fantastic. So we are expanding. We have over 1,300 members and we're 42 years now up and running. So we're the longest running organisation of our type in Ireland.
As I mentioned there at the top, there are twice as many women in employment today as there were back in 1998. So over the last 30 years, there's been massive growth, really significant strides. But at board level, at those very senior leadership roles, what kind of progress are we making?
Yeah, like I suppose my theme this year is breaking barriers, and that's what I wanted to focus in on. And there's still so many barriers that exist, and a lot of them are visible ones like that at the board level. You know, in Ireland, that leadership gap is still very much in existence, where women hold only 14% of CEO positions in our top 100 companies in Ireland. So, you know, there's lots of barriers, I suppose, that do still exist, the leadership gap being one. Even the gender pay gap in Ireland still stands at almost 10%, and the funding gap across Europe, less than 2% of all venture capital funding goes to women-led businesses. So those barriers and challenges very much are still in existence, and it's something, I suppose, that we need to tackle and to look at seriously.
Do you think it's quite disheartening that the number of women in those senior leadership roles, in those CFO, CEO roles, isn't increasing more significantly? In fact, it looks like it's actually stalled a little bit.
Yeah, it has stalled. Like it has increased. It was at 9%. It's increased up to 14%, which is, you know, there is some growth, but there's just not enough. And, you know, more work needs to be done to increase. And it's infrastructures, you know, that need to be put in place to support women to be able to go for those opportunities, to be able to step up to those leadership positions.
Why is it important, first and foremost, to have women in those positions?
So key, you know, when it comes down to policy and decision making, you know, women need to be in the room. They need to be part of those conversations, you know, in terms of infrastructures that need to be put in place. You know, if women aren't in the room, we can't advocate for women. So we need them in those positions. And, you know, when we look at even things like AI or emerging technologies, women need to be central to those conversations as well. You know, during the last tech boom, women were left out of the room, left out of the decision making. And when it comes to these new emerging technologies, women need to be central to those conversations in order to be able to shape the frameworks and influence the policies that are going to be put in place.
And in what way do they shape the policies, shape the frameworks? What do they bring that not having women there lacks?
Yeah, like I suppose, you know, if you look at even things like healthcare, you know, so many decisions that are made and even a lot of the research that is done in terms of medical research is done based on men and male health. So women, you know, we're really behind even in terms of female health and the research that's been done. So having women in is just bringing in a different perspective. It's women being able to advocate for other women and make sure that we are considered when those decisions are being made.
So you talk about certain infrastructure needing to be put in place to support women. What is that infrastructure? What does it look like?
Yeah, so we did a recent survey of our members, you know, in terms of the challenges that they are facing so that we could get a good, I suppose, sense of the challenges that they are facing. And 50% of our members have turned down either a career or business opportunity because of childcare or family responsibilities. So childcare and affordable childcare definitely is a huge issue. And that's something, I suppose, that does, like that's an example, I suppose, of a kind of an infrastructure that can be put in place place in order to be able to support women.
So it's not just childcare, though. You say it's wider family responsibilities. Are we talking about perhaps looking after elderly parents, for example?
Yes, and we have lots of members, you know, who are in that position. And, you know, it is really challenging. And, you know, you've members who, you know, maybe have had to put their careers on hold, you know, completely give up work because that responsibility predominantly does fall with women. Not always, but, you know, I suppose majority of the time it can tend to fall to women.
Why does it continue to fall to women, do you think? Have we figured that one out yet?
No, look, I suppose we are the natural caregivers, and I think that, you know, that is an element of it. But, you know, I do think that shift is changing as well. And, you know, and it's not to, you know, be, I suppose, giving out or men bashing. We're not about that at all. You know, we have such incredible male allies. We're here at our national conference today, and we have lots of men in the room who are there supporting us. And they also recognise these challenges that are facing women. And it's how do we collectively, you know, improve this and look at it. And, you know, we have incredible days like today where we have a national conference and, you know, you have so many powerful women in the room and it's amazing. But then again, when we look at these figures, it is, I suppose, sobering. And, you know, that's the reminder then of why we need organisations like Network Ireland, you know, to be able to help women to overcome these challenges and to open doors for them and opportunities, you know, to be able to build something new as well.
I always am compromised, I have to say, or conflicted rather, when I look at these stories and look at these stats, you know, women turning down job opportunities, women turning down promotions because of perhaps childcare or the need to look after an elderly parent or some caregiving need within their family structures. And I think, well, is that because there are women out there who choose to do that, who want to do that? Because, as you say, they are the natural caregivers. You know, it's something that's sort of intrinsic to who a lot of women are.
Yeah. And look, and the unfortunate thing is we can't do it all, you know, and we might want to be able to do it all. And, you know, at some point, you know, things, you know, something has to give, I suppose. But we want women to maybe have that flexibility. And, you know, maybe it is looking at things like more flexible working hours and, you know, being able to, you know, give women that opportunity that they don't have to completely put their career on hold or give up their career entirely.
So basically, it's about the employer trying to put policies in place that allow women to do both. So that could be allowing you to leave early on a Friday so you can collect your child from school, or being flexible around drop-off times so that you can bring your child to school and start your working day a little bit later. It's that type of very practical stuff that I think would help women.
Exactly. And I do think we've seen more of that. I think, you know, since COVID, you know, the way we worked has changed. But, you know, lots of companies are moving back, you know, getting, you know, majority of the workforce back into the offices now. And we are probably going back to maybe where we were a bit more before. So I think we just have to be conscious of that and try to keep it as flexible as we can where it's needed, obviously within reason as well.
There is one particular stat that you mentioned there that I find utterly depressing, and it's when it comes to venture capital, the money that is out there globally to invest in business. Globally, female founders only get 2%. I'm going to say that again, 2% of that funding. I mean, it's really, really stark. Why are women not taking as seriously in business?
Yeah, it's a really, like, it's a tough one. And it's, as you said, it's a global issue. This isn't just in Ireland and Europe. This is across the globe. And I think, again, it comes back to who's in the room. And, you know, you've women, like, again, we have such an amazing array of members across Network Ireland. But I suppose when female-led businesses need to get that funding and support, and again, it comes back down to the policies, the decision-making, like, you know, there's so few even like tech and AI-led female businesses at the moment. And again, as I said, we don't want that same shift that happened in the tech boom to happen again and to repeat itself, where it is completely male dominated. So we do need to encourage women into those industries. But in terms of the funding, it's a scary stat. And, you know, when that funding isn't there for those female led businesses, again, like, we'll see that knock on effect again when it comes down the line in terms of even the products and services that are out there. You know, we need that more female focused innovation.
Is it just a lack of trust, Amy, that female founders, female business leaders can make a success of their business?
I think it's that. And also, I do think it's, you know, sometimes, like, the barriers that we face, like there is the invisible barriers as well, you know, whether it's that voice in your head that you're not ready, that imposter syndrome definitely does exist. And I think it's the expectation that women put in ourselves in terms of trying to do it all, wanting to do it all perfectly. And even that fear of making a mistake, like that can hold you back as well, you know, when it comes to pitching. And I do think, you know, men traditionally have been, you know, they've been better at that in terms of having that confidence and to go in and to, you know, ask for the rise or ask for that funding, you know, when they're getting set up.
Okay, get out there, sisters. That's basically the message that I'm getting from you, Amy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Your national conference, as you said, is taking place in Killarney this morning. That was Amy O'Sullivan there from AOS Consulting, the national president of Network Ireland. Do get your thoughts into us on that. Text us on 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.